One of the most underrated feelings is peace. It's a sense of inner stability and being able to calm your mind regardless of what you're going through. It took me a while to find it because it was so easy to let my emotions control me or to be trapped in a cycle of questioning or overthinking. And my life became sort of a blur because I was living in my own head. I see a lot of people not being able to have control over their own lives or themselves, and that leads to feelings of hopelessness or insecurity. But I think right now I'm at a place where close to nothing can disturb my inner peace. It sort of feels like a sense of happiness, but it's not happiness resulting from external factors, but a feeling that I'm producing by myself. I find that it stays even when something in my life isn't going right. It also feels like trust. I think you start to trust yourself really deeply and rely on yourself to make right decisions and to persevere. You feel in control of your life. In my first episode, I talked about seeing yourself as a soul living in your body, and I'm going to go back to that. So, you are a soul, and you're living in this body. And this body, it has emotions. It's really hard to control these emotions, and I don't think anyone would want to do that, because having a freely feeling body is part of the human experience. You can't just tell yourself to be happy and immediately you start being happy, or you can't just tell yourself to stop being angry. So, if emotions play such a large role in our decision making, and if they're not in our control, then we need to detach ourselves from our emotions. It's really important to know that detaching yourself from your emotions is not suppressing them. You are a soul living in a body that feels these emotions. You are not your emotions. You are simply an observer of them. You can choose which feelings to act on and attach meaning to. When I truly thought about this and how to incorporate this mindset into my life, it felt really freeing. It's this knowing that you are feeling this way. Someone or something did hurt you. You are feeling so much grief, anger, confusion, but it doesn't mean that you need to act on every single emotion you feel. Separate yourself from these feelings by accepting that you feel this way, and then move forward. It takes practice. Maybe when you find out something that really hurts you, let yourself feel pain, denial, and take a moment to simply be one with whatever you're feeling. But if acting on it isn't the right thing to do, remind yourself that you don't have to do anything with your emotions besides simply experiencing them. You need to keep asking yourself these questions. Who am I really living for? What good would letting my emotions control me be? There is absolutely nothing good that comes out of living in my own head, controlled by external factors, so why do I keep doing it? You can create your own questions based on yourself, because I personally really hate feeling like I can't make my own choices. So I tell myself like, oh, are you really going to let this make you feel so terrible that you can't do all your plans for today? Are you really going to let someone or something control you? Are you really going to let someone have this much of an impact on your inner peace? And once you start to detach yourself from your emotions, I think you also start to detach your self-worth from everything too. Since you're a soul that is completely different from your body, your mind, your emotions, nothing has an impact on how worthy you are. Isn't simply being alive a soul that is irreplaceable enough to make you priceless? It's never about what you have, it's about what you are. So while being on my journey to have inner peace, I've actually learned 5 really important things. 1, there are days where you'll wake up and feel everything other than okay. There are days where you will find yourself living in your head. There are days where you will lose control of yourself and feel things you thought you left behind long ago. Remember that emotions come in waves. You are not undoing your progress. You are not moving backward. Self-growth doesn't mean you always move up. 2, pick your battles. I believe that the purpose of emotions are to help us, and you can't just never act on them. But remember to never act while your emotions run high, because it's so easy to make rash decisions because of them. It's more about taking a step back to look at the situation as a whole, and then asking yourself if it's worth your time. And then you either act or don't act. 3, don't touch the past. I'm a believer of crafting the future and moving forward, but the only way I'm able to do this is because I don't live in the past. The past has happened, and it's not my job to always go back and interpret it 10 different ways or find out if my memories are accurate or try to change the meaning of it. And this doesn't really apply to looking back and appreciating the past, but it's when you might find out something that reveals something different, or when you find out something was a lie, or when you start to question if maybe it meant more to me than it did to someone else with that shared memory. It's okay to be hurt, but it's not okay, for your sake, to dive into the past with new information and try to create something that only hurts you. I always tell myself, like, it's okay, that was how I perceived it, it was a beautiful memory, but it's not my job to understand all sides of the story, because on my side, it was wonderful and I want to preserve it that way. Your time and effort can be used so much better. 4, it's not your business. Stop living in other people's stories. Stop wondering what they think about you. Stop caring about things that are not your business to care about. I used to be a people pleaser, and everyone around me needed to be happy. I needed to show my best self all the time. And I needed to make like a big impact on everyone. But the hard truth is that you can't go around making this huge impact on everyone's lives, and you don't need to. If someone is not in your life anymore, leave them be. Live in your own story. 5, you will never 100% know someone, and you don't need to. For a while, I thought love meant that you needed to pour yourself out and tell them everything, and only then did it count. But I think that's, again, just wanting someone to understand, because I didn't understand myself. You will never know everything about someone, and you will understand them to the depth you understand yourself. It's not your job to understand anyone besides yourself. And it's not your job to know everything about someone, because in doing so, you're living in their life. I hope you find inner peace. I hope you aren't afraid to lose yourself every time you face a challenge. I hope you're able to trust yourself so much to the point where you can trust anyone. You are an observer of your emotions, and you have more control than you think. I think that you will know when you've found your inner peace, when you aren't afraid to be vulnerable with yourself or with others, when you aren't afraid to be in solitude, or when you aren't digging up the past and instead you move forward with confidence. You won't be afraid of the future, the unknown, or repeating events from the past anymore, because whatever happens, you'll be okay.